This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Two pivotal U.S. Senate runoff elections in the southern state of Georgia were too close to call as voting stretched into early Wednesday morning. The outcomes of the closely watched contest will determine political control in the Senate during the first 2 years of President-elect Joe Biden's term in the White House. But with roughly 98% of the vote counted in the two contests, no one was claiming victory or conceding defeat, although the votes left to be counted appear to be in the regions of the state with a heavy Democratic voter turnout. Currently, Republicans control the 100-seat Senate with a 50-48 advantage, needing to win one of the two Georgia contests to maintain their advantage and act as a bulwark against Biden's legislative proposals after he is inaugurated on January the 20th. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to address supporters at a rally near the White House later today. The rally comes on the same day a congressional vote is expected to certify the Electoral College results, giving Joe Biden the presidency. Trump is seeking support for his last-ditch efforts to overturn his loss to Biden. The rallies have police on alert for potential street confrontations. Japan is preparing to issue a state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic for Tokyo and three nearby areas as cases continue to surge around the nation. Japan's chief cabinet secretary said in a news conference Wednesday the government was considering taking effective and strong measures to tackle the risk posed by people dining out. Officials have said schools, fitness clubs, theaters are likely to stay open with social distancing measures. Japan's health ministry said 240,000 cases have been reported and more than 3,600 deaths nationwide. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials investigating last month's massive cyber security breach that impacted thousands of companies and dozens of government agencies warn the hack is part of an ongoing intelligence operation likely being carried out by Russia. The intelligence agencies Tuesday made the first formal statement of attrition from U.S. officials, or attributions that is, and confirms previous comments by senior officials and lawmakers who said the evidence pointed pretty clearly to Moscow. Late last month, software giant Microsoft said the hackers even managed to use the breach to access some of the company's heavily guarded source code, the basic programming essential to running Microsoft programs and operating systems. Dozens of Hong Kong pro-democracy activists were arrested on Wednesday for breaking the city's contentious national security law. Local media in Hong Kong report former lawmakers were among the more than 50 activists taken into custody in the biggest crackdown yet against the Democratic opposition under the new law. The Democratic Party's Facebook page said police arrested the activists for participating in an independently organized ballot last year to select Democratic candidates for an upcoming legislative election. The Hong Kong government and Beijing warned at the time they may be violating the new law. The security law was imposed by Beijing on the former British colony back in June. The World Health Organization experts are due in China 1 year after the coronavirus outbreak. They are going for a highly politicized visit to explore the origins of the coronavirus. The WHO says China has granted permission for the visit by its 10-person team of experts. But before most could even begin their journeys, they face roadblocks, with Beijing not yet granting them entry. The WHO's emergencies director, Michael Ryan, said Tuesday that the problem was a lack of visa clearances, and that should be resolved quickly. Earlier this week, Chinese authorities had refused to confirm the exact dates and details of the visit, a sign of the enduring sensitivity of their mission. COVID-19 was first detected in the central city of Wuhan in late 2019, but its origins remain bitterly contested. And the United States has sanctioned entities and individuals associated with Iran's steel industry in the latest move in a U.S. pressure campaign against Tehran in the waning days of Donald Trump's presidency. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.